They're the ones who make it happen. They're the ones who get it done. And that's why we shine the spotlight on them on Business for Breakfast. It's time now for the Business Leaders Spotlight on Money Radio.
It is that time of the week once again, every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7:35. We sit down and visit with some of the Valley's business leaders, men and women who make a difference in our own community and our own backyard. And our next guest has done just that. She wears many hats and has been in the Valley for a long, long time. And I've known her for a long, long time as well. In fact, it's kind of ironic. I was once interviewed by her as a 17-year-old to see if I was worthy to take her daughter to prom. Mm-hmm. Now I get to turn the favor and interview Miss Barbara Kaplan. Barb, great to see you. How are you?
I'm fine. And you were a prime person to take my daughter to the prom. Well, we loved it.
I felt the pressure, but obviously it's great that your daughter and I have been friends for all these years. And she's an amazing businesswoman herself. And I think she learned a lot from her parents. And obviously you've done a lot of great things. So let's tell everyone about everything, because there's so much. Design Dimensions, that's your company.
Yes.
You are an interior designer. Is that
yes.
is that kind of where it all started?
Yes, it really is. It started as a person who knew that the environment makes such a difference, and where we are, how we feel in that environment is really everything. So when I approach interior design, it's about interior design. It's about your interior and how you feel about the space that you're in. So I approach it from that aspect, and the room doesn't care how you make it look. That's, as a matter of fact, as you know, the name
right.
of my book.
Right.
And rooms have no feelings. You do.
Right.
So we design the room for the people in the room and not for the room itself.
I love this. So you're an author as well, Barbara Kaplan. Take the fear out of interior designing, the Bajaro method.
Yes.
And you gave me a copy. I'm bringing this home to my wife. And let me tell you, this will be read and put to use.
Oh, good.
Because my wife loves interior design and loves, you know, she always, I can't get mad when she comes home from, you know, one of these stores, whatever, Michael's, whatever it is with, mm-hmm. look at this, look at what I got for this room. And I'm like, hey, if it makes you happy, that's great. And it's unique now too, I think. And maybe you can talk to us about this. People are designing their own stuff now, not just going to some stores.
Yes.
And where you can make, because kind of the reclaimed, I don't know, wood finish, that's like a big thing now, right? Am I going down the right
path? Well, it really is. And of course, that's what I say to people. You have to be your own interior designer.
Right.
You know, I can't tell you what you like. You know what you like. However, most people are afraid. They're afraid to express that because they don't do that every day. So when I work with my clients, I empower them. I want to give them confidence to do what they feel they want to do. And so I'm kind of their partner in design.
It's funny because you're right. I mean, I like, there's a lot of some of the modern stuff. Not real weird modern, but I like some of that look.
Uh-huh.
My wife will have nothing to do with that. She's more of the farmhouse, you know,
sure.
kind of look, you know, those tables and chairs. And,
yeah.
And so I lose that battle, which is fine.
And I also address that in the book because I call that 1 and 1 equals 3. Your home is unique to you as a family. So you take your taste and you take her taste and put it together and it becomes a third taste.
Let's talk about, and we're visiting, by the way, with Barbara Kaplan. She is the owner of Design Dimensions, which is the interior design company. She's the author of The Bajaro Method, Rooms Have No Feelings, You Do. You're also, I don't know if you, I guess the owner, barbaraspicks.com. Explain that a little bit.
Well, I wanted to represent the best of the best companies in interior design and lifestyle. And I felt that a lot of people don't know where to go when they need something. So I wanted to be that trusted source because I've worked with all these companies over the many years I've been in business. And I just know who the best of the best are. And it's all on a directory, barbaraspicks.com.
So it's kind of, you go there and you find out like who's what and you know, who you kind of recommend, would refer, it's all right there.
Yes,
just click
exactly.
away. Okay, that makes sense.
Yes, and they're people that I know, people that I have vetted, mm-hmm. and that I trust.
And then Trends Magazine, you are now the lifestyle editor of that.
Yes, yes.
How
I'm
many
having
jobs
fun.
Do you have?
Well, they're all related.
Right,
and
of course.
It all comes together, and it all works very well together. And I feel that my purpose in life is to bring environments to people that make them feel good, because we're all hurting or healing in every environment that we're in.
Right.
And so if we can control that environment, which we can't do in most cases, but we can in our own home and sometimes to a certain extent in our offices.
When someone calls Barbara Kaplan for, let's just go Design Dimensions, someone says, Barb, I would love you to come decorate my kitchen or my whole house.
Yes.
What's the process? Like, take me through the process of...
Well, the process is that I have to get to know them and how they live, what their lifestyle is, what they like, what they don't like. And in the book, The Bajaro Method, I have a process of understanding, accepting, and allowing. What that means is you have to understand yourself and you have to understand the process and the project. Then you have to accept, okay, this is who I am, this is what I need to do, and then you have to allow it to happen, and you have to bring people in to help you do that.
The fulfillment at the end, I would imagine, for not just the client, because they go, oh my gosh, but for you to hear that over and over and over again.
Oh my gosh, yes.
That's probably the adrenaline rush at the end,
yes.
Right? That's the payoff.
The adrenaline rush for me is when people say, I didn't know that this is who I was. I didn't know that this is the outcome that I would have, but I love it. And it's more me than I ever thought it could be.
That is so cool. More with Barbara in just a second. Barbara Kaplan, our Business Leader Spotlight on this Friday. Right now, continue on this Friday morning with our Business Leader Spotlight. It is my pleasure to welcome my good friend Barbara Kaplan in studio. She is a fantastic interior designer here in Arizona. Design Dimensions is her company. She also has Barbara's Picks.com, the book, The Bajaro Method. If people wanted to get in touch with you and get maybe a process of started, or have you, you know, find out what they are all about, how do they go about doing it?
Well, they can just call me at 480-998-5088 and also Barbara@BarbaraKaplan.com.
Barbara@BarbaraKaplan.com. You're an amazing woman. I appreciate everything you've done in our community. I think it's great, and I know you continue to have great success. You've raised a great family.
Thank you.
You got a lot to be proud of.
Thank you. And can I also say that you are the sharpest dresser that I've ever seen on radio.
Well, thank you.
And in many other places.
Well,
and Ken,
you.
I love your look.
Yes.
Thank you.
Ken is Ken. We go into a lot of fashion shows together.
Oh, really?
As the I'm like the uptight business
before and
guy.
After is what
then. he's the when I get home and crash on the couch look. And I love it. It's great. Barbara
You're
Kaplan.
A good team.
Yes, we try to be. Barbara Kaplan, our Business Leader Spotlight for Friday.